Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B, and joining me today is Jesse Pierce, Cycling Manager at Reconnect Rochester. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you even biked here, too.
Oh, I haven't had a car in 8.5 years, so I bike everywhere.
Well, you're smart. You're saving on so much gas right now.
Yes, I am.
So many people are riding bikes now. I see it all over.
Uh-huh.
Before we get into talking about the bike rides happening in the community throughout the rest of the summer, can you explain what Reconnect Rochester is and the story behind the organization?
Sure. So we are Monroe County's complete streets and what we would call an active transportation organization. So it's really a twofold kind of work that we do. One is just kind of doing what we can to inspire residents to try getting out of their cars every now and then and to try other modes of transportation, whether it be walking to a nearby diner or library or taking the bus to go downtown to a Red Wings game or biking to a nearby destination. So we try to make those other modes better. We try to advocate to make them more fun and just try to stir residents' imaginations a little bit with other ways to get around. But primarily, we spend a lot of our time advocating, going to meetings, advocating for bike lanes, better transit, safer conditions for pedestrians. And it's a very small organization, but we're dynamic. We're having a growing impact, and it's a lot of fun to be there. It's very fulfilling work.
Have you noticed throughout the year since you've been a part of it, improvements around the city with the bike paths?
Absolutely. I wouldn't know any cyclist that would deny that over the last decade, we've made significant progress. We have much further to go. I'm not content to remain where we are, but we've definitely made progress. The highest bike organization in the land, which is the League of American Bicyclists, they have what they call a bicycle-friendly community assessment program where every 4 years they assess a city's bike friendliness. And Rochester never used to rank. And then once we started getting things going and started building bike infrastructure, we got honorable mention. And the last two times that we've been assessed, which was 2016 and 2020, we got leveled up to a bronze level status as a bicycle friendly community. And, you know, through my time at Reconnect Rochester, I want to burn the candle at both ends and see us rise to silver someday. So there's a lot of great things happening. We have much further to go. But what we've done so far, we're a pretty decent bike city already, which is great.
I bet during the pandemic, more people were out on their bikes, too, just trying to get outside as much as they could.
Absolutely. I saw some astonishing photos of it. I think it was Burt's Bikes in Henrietta, which is one of the big bicycle stores in the area. And they just had walls of no bikes available in 2020.
Wow.
So part of that was due to a supply chain crisis, but part of it also was due to people wanted to get outside. And biking was a great way to do that and enjoy the fresh air. So we are undergoing a bit of a bike boom here at the moment, which is really neat to see.
I live near the canal. I live in an apartment complex. And I've lived there probably since November. And the amount of bikes we see every weekend, and I want a bike, but our apartment doesn't have like a bike rack or anything, so we need to work on that.
Yep.
But it's just such a great way to get out and about.
Yeah, and Rochester residents are fortunate because compared to other metropolitan areas, the average city resident has a 4-mile commute to work, which is like nothing. It's like 25 minutes tops at a very easy, casual pace. So I think we kind of have some natural advantages due to that middle size. I love that Joseph Floriano quote that New York City was too big, Binghamton was too small, but Rochester was just right. And I definitely feel that way, that it's our medium size that makes it doable. And I do know an increasing amount of families that are going from two cars to one as they're able to use RTS and walking and biking for those other trips.
And with people working remote, they just don't need their car anymore.
Exactly.
Either.
That's another big part of it, too.
How does Reconnect Rochester impact the community, and what is your mission?
So our mission is whether by bus, by rail, on bike, or on foot, we champion transportation choices that enable a more vibrant and equitable community. So like I said, it's kind of twofold. Upwards, we advocate for what we would call systems change, better RTS service, better biking, safer walking conditions, but we also try to just inspire everyday residents. And part of that is making it fun. You know, for several years, we did something called Rock Transit Day every year where we inspired as many people in Monroe County as possible to go car free for one day. Just try leaving your car at home for one day and trying RTS, trying to walk, trying to bike. And we made it fun. We had random prizes for bus riders and we had street dances and we just a scavenger hunt. And actually, you know, going back in time, that's what inspired me to get out of my car and to try biking for the first time was Rock Transit Day. So it's things have come full circle and I'm now working for the organization that inspired me to get out of my car in the first place, which is fun.
How long has the organization been about, did you say?
I believe 2008 or 2009.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you've been a part of it for 8.5 years?
I started attending advocacy meetings and started getting involved probably in 2016, but I came on staff in 2019 as the cycling person.
And what is your vision for the future?
So I'm going to read something that maybe it's a little bit lengthy, but it's amazing. We went through a strategic planning process last year just to kind of form what our work needs to be over the next decade or so. And we had a creative writing exercise, which was really fun to pull off. And in that writing exercise, we had to write an imaginary friend who hasn't been to Rochester in 40 years. And we catch this person up on all that is different now as a result of Reconnect Rochester's advocacy work. Mm-hmm. And we created the following vision statement, which I think will intrigue some people. And
yes,
this is what we're working towards. Reconnect Rochester will work tirelessly to make our community a place where everyone can easily and safely get around, regardless of age, ability, income, or mode of transportation. We will help shift our community's priorities to place people first, rehumanize our streets, and integrate them with our neighborhoods. We will connect transportation to equity, health, the economy, and the environment. We'll educate our community leaders and boldly advocate for a transportation system that provides mobility options and resource access for everyone. Reconnect Rochester's work will help combat poverty, reduce climate change, improve the health and well-being of people in our community, and bolster our local economy. We will inspire and empower people to use various modes of transportation and experience the joy and freedom of getting around by bus, by rail, on bike, or on foot. We will educate, motivate, and amplify community efforts to call for equitable and safe streets in our neighborhoods. We will be the leading local advocacy organization and recognized source for transportation facts and knowledge. We will highlight national mobility trends and ideas to inspire our community about what's possible. We will have a seat at every table where transportation decisions are made and will hold government and local leaders accountable. Funders will invest in Reconnect Rochester because they hold trust in our organization and see clear evidence of our impact. Community partners will seek to collaborate with us to work toward our shared goals. And finally, we will work with community leaders and decision makers to create a region renowned for a robust transportation network made up of people-centric streets and public transit that integrates rather than segregates. I love that vision.
Oh,
that's a city
amazing.
That I want to live in.
Yes, for sure. Are you from Rochester?
I am. Okay. I spent a few years away, but moved back to Rochester in 2007. But I love it here.
Such a great city. We're very lucky to be living here.
Yep.
So tell us all about the bike rides happening throughout the rest of the summer.
So, like I said, so we get assessed on a somewhat regular basis for our bike friendliness, and there's always room to improve, obviously, with bike infrastructure and stuff like that. But the one area where we always score very, very well in is in our vibrant bike community. So no matter what your speed level is or experience level or, you know, no matter your schedule, there's a bike riding group out there for you. And we just have a really robust, blossoming, welcoming bike community. So I just wanted to draw attention to that because that's where we tend to score really well. So plug yourself in. Actually, if you go to rockcyclingcalendar.org, we did kind of make a one-stop shop centralized bulletin board for open invite bike rides. So you can find a bike ride that works for your schedule. But the Flower City Feeling Good bike rides, which I now have the privilege of leading with Exercise Express, it's a longtime recreation department bike ride for the city of Rochester. And, you know, after the pandemic, they just kind of wanted to reboot it. And so they decided to partner with Reconnect Rochester for these weekly, about 7 mile casually paced bike rides. And we decided to put a unique spin on it and highlight low stress bike infrastructure over the course of the summer so that if someone was to attend all 16 rides over the summer, they would really get the lay of the land and get to know how all these low-stress bike boulevards connect with each other. And the goal is just to educate people, to acclimate them to street riding, and to show them easy ways to get around the city. So it's fun. It takes about 45 minutes of riding. It's usually between 25 and 30 people, and it's great.
You're getting fresh air, you're meeting new people, you're exercising.
Uh-huh.
What more could you want?
Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. We love it.
Can anyone join?
Anyone can join. There's no fee involved. It's been free for a number of years. We partner with Exercise Express and the Recreation Department to pull these rides off. Anyone can join. Most of the time, there's a mechanic there from our community bikes in case someone does have a mishap on their bike. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we can fix it and just keep on riding. But it's open to anybody. Yeah.
Do you have to have your own bike?
No, I mean, Rochester has a growing bike share system. So if you want to use a hopper bike, or heck, you could even use a scooter, I suppose, if you wanted to. But yeah, you can rent a bike and join us as well.
And the next bike ride, I believe, is at July 27th at El Camino Trail.
Yeah, we'll be doing these weekly rides. The last one will be September 7th this year. And we make it different. Every route is different. Every week is different. And again, over the course of the summer, you really get familiar with the low stress bike network that the city has been investing in.
What times do they meet? Is it different for each bike ride?
It's the same time every Wednesday. People start gathering at each week's location about 6:30 p.m. And at 6:45, we do some stretches and have some announcements. And then as close to 7 o'clock as possible, we try to get the ride going so we can be back by 8 or 8:15.
So say like I wanted to join the bike ride. Do I need a schedule ahead of time or do I just show up?
You just show up.
Oh, perfect. I love it. Nice and easy. And you said it doesn't cost anything to participate?
Totally free.
Perfect. And what is the website again for our listeners to check out and learn more information about Flower City Feeling Good Bike Rides?
Sure. Just go to reconnectrochester.org, and it's one of the banners that'll be rotating at the top. You'll see one that says Flower City Feeling Good Bike Rides.
And if they have questions, can they reach out to you?
Oh, sure. Just any bike questions can go to cycling@reconnectrochester.org. Perhaps you want advice on a low-stress way to get to a nearby destination. I love helping out with that as well.
What if someone is like looking into buying a bike, but they're not really sure what they need or what's the best fit for them? Can they also ask you about that and help? Or
sure. Yeah. Any bike related questions, go to me. I mean, we're blessed with a lot of great bike shops here that specialize in that and finding the right bike for you. But yeah, any questions bike related can go to cycling@reconnectrochester.org.
Perfect. You guys have all the knowledge. I love it. Before we leave, is there any other information that you want to share with us today?
Sure. So this is actually a very, very important year in regard to active transportation in Rochester. And that's because both the city of Rochester and Monroe County are creating their first active transportation plans. So these are roadmaps for investment, kind of envisioning the future Monroe County and the future city of Rochester that we want to be. And what steps do we need to take over the next, 10 or 15 years to make it more walkable, to make it more bikeable. And so this is the most important year ever to speak up for better biking and better walking and, better access to transit. So the city's website is rockatp.com, and the county's website is monroecountycatp.com. And I cannot emphasize enough, go to those two surveys, let the county and the city know where better bike infrastructure is needed, where better pedestrian crossings are needed. This is the year to create that roadmap for investment in the future.
So if we want like more bike racks around for certain areas, that's the place to go to as well?
Yep. Bike racks, trails, bike lanes, pedestrian crossings, flashing beacons to make crossing the street safer. This is the year to speak up. Very important year.
I feel like, so I've been back in the area for over a year now, and I feel like I haven't seen as many bike racks around as I thought I would. Now, I don't know if I'm just not paying attention.
Yeah, sometimes they can be tucked away. I mean, at least with the city of Rochester, they do have, my understanding is they have a warehouse of bike racks ready to be deployed.
Oh, okay.
And there's actually a form on the city's website. You could probably just Google it. But if you search for the city's website, they do have a form that you can fill out requesting a bike rack to go to a specific location. Just keep in mind it has to be city of Rochester right of way. It has to be land, probably near the sidewalk that the city of Rochester actually has jurisdiction over. They cannot install a bike rack on a private property. Yeah. That would be the entity, that would be the business or whatever. They would have to do that. But if there is room in the city right of way for that bike rack, they have a team that will deploy it, which is pretty cool. So if you want more bike parking in Rochester, there's a method to do that, and it's pretty straightforward.
Use your voice. We got it.
Yeah, yeah.
The website one more time for Flower City Feeling Good Bike Rides.
ReconnectRochester.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us today.
My pleasure. Hope to see you soon.
Yes. Hopefully we'll see you biking.
All right.